Cambodia's opposition leader is in jail and his party has been dissolved. Independent media in the country has been silenced and journalists have been jailed. International observers say the recent national election, which saw Prime Minister Hun Sen return to power, was unfair and unfree. The opposition's leader's daughter, Monavithya Kem, is trying to bring attention to the human rights abuses and the anti-democratic behaviour of the regime. She's in Australia to ask the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop to impose a system of visa bans and asset freezing against members of the government as well as Hun Sen's friends and family. I spoke to Monavithya Kem earlier. Monavithya Kem, thanks for joining the world today.
Thank you for having me.
The national polls were observed by international witnesses to be unfree and unfair, but it seems that none of that criticism has had any impact on the Hun Sen regime. What can be done from here?
I think criticism is necessary and it's a good first step. However, it has to be followed by concrete actions.
Members of your party have said the 29th of July marked the death of democracy in Cambodia. Why do you see it that way?
I believe July 29 is not only the death of democracy in Cambodia. In Cambodian, we actually say it's the funeral. The death of democracy in Cambodia happened in September when the opposition leader was arrested, and in November when the only viable opposition party, the Cambodia National Rescue Party, our party, was dissolved. So when you have no opposition, no viable opposition party, you have more than a dozen of independent radio stations, including newspaper, have been shut down. Civil society are operating under threats and intimidation, under legal harassment. Citizens cannot even gather to discuss politics without being questioned, intimidated by local authority. I think all the elements of a democratic society have been dismantled, which is why we said democracy is dead.
So part of that process, as you mentioned, your father, Kem Sokha, was imprisoned late last year on treason charges. Do you know anything of his condition or how he's doing in jail?
He's been there for over 11 months now. He's in solitary confinement with 24-hour surveillance camera in his room. And his health is deteriorating. He needed to have a laser bone surgery on his shoulder since before his imprisonment. And now that it's been 11 months, he's in pain. I have talked to his doctor in Singapore, and the doctor believes that even the surgery he suggested early might not work anymore, but he cannot suggest what's the right treatment until he diagnoses the patient again.
So the opposition party without him is now operating in exile. How effective can they be from that position?
We actually, since November, have absolutely no space to operate inside the country. Our activists, our networks are still inside, and some of our leadership are still inside. However, they are being silenced.
The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, spoke after the elections were held, and she said that she had serious concerns about the manner in which the elections were undertaken, and she's made them known to the Cambodian government. You're meeting her next week. What will you put to her?
I will specifically ask that the Australian government would place visa restrictions and asset freeze on Cambodian officials and their families who have been violating human rights and democracy in Cambodia. The U.S. has already been doing that, and they are going to add more names to the list. And I think it makes sense for Australia to have the same position as the U.S. And if one or two countries in the EU are also doing the same thing. Also, it's important to note that such action, such ban, the visa and asset freeze, it would be most effective coming from Australia. Why? Because most of the Cambodian elites are coming here to Australia, not even the US. Actually, in Australia, it's like a mafia hub of the Hun Sen regime. And that is such a shame. There are a lot of illegal activities themselves going on here in Melbourne, in some parts of Australia, by the Cambodian elites and their cronies.
Having said what you've said about the regime, are you concerned about your own safety were you to go back to Cambodia?
The government of Cambodia has made clear that I would be arrested at the airport should I return, so there is no wandering there. I do feel safe, of course, being abroad, being in the US, in Europe, etc. However, oddly, when I was in Melbourne, I was scared. Why? Because once again, that's a mafia hub of the ruling elites of Cambodia. And that's such a shame that I'm in Australia and then I'm scared for my safety. My mother actually called me when I was in Melbourne to be careful to not go to certain areas at night because she thought that just there's just too much, too many of those Cambodian mafia. And again, that's something that I will continue to raise with the Australian government.
What made you feel scared in Melbourne?
Because the Cambodian mafia there have threatened the lives of some of the Cambodian diaspora. And these people have committed hideous acts in Cambodia, so they are capable. And the fact that they have made such threats here in Australia and they get away with it, that's very scary.
People who are living in Australia, expatriates of Cambodia, are operating, you believe, as secret police of the Cambodian government.
They are threatening and intimidating people here, other Cambodian here. For example, the embassy acts as an agent of Hun Sen personally. And for example, the students that are coming here on scholarship on your taxpayers' money are being coerced and threatened to act according to the agenda of the Hun Sen government. Otherwise, they are threatened to get their visa revoked or sent back home.
Monavithia Kem, thanks for joining The World Today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Cambodian Opposition Party member Monavithia Kem.